This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Defense chiefs from a dozen countries on Sunday jointly condemned the bloodbath in Myanmar a day earlier, when at least 90 people, including several children, were killed after security forces opened fire on protesters. The defense ministers of 12 countries, including the United States, Britain, Japan, and Australia on Sunday, condemned the Myanmar military's use of lethal force against civilians. The newly imposed junta staged a major show of might for its annual Armed Forces Day Saturday, as a local monitoring group said the death toll since the February 1st coup climbed to at least 423. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the generals ousted and detained civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, triggering mass protests demanding a return to democracy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that China's tit-for-tat sanctions against two Americans in the growing dispute over Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs and would only bring more scrutiny over the genocide in Xinjiang. China announced tit-for-tat sanctions against two Americans, a Canadian and a rights advocacy body Saturday, in response to sanctions imposed this week by the two countries over Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs. The European Union, Britain, Canada, and the United States sanctioned several members of Xinjiang's political and economic hierarchy this week in a coordinated action over the allegations prompting retaliation from Beijing in the form of sanctions on individuals from the EU and Britain. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Bombers are suspected in a blast that rocked a cathedral Sunday as Christians inside celebrated the start of Holy Week. A police spokesman says there were two people riding on a motorbike when the explosion happened at the main gate of the church. Police say at least nine church officials and congregants were rushed to the hospital with injuries. Efforts to dislodge a giant container ship blocking the Suez Canal had allowed its stern and rudder to move Saturday, but it remained unclear when it could be refloated, according to the head of the canal authority. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The giant container ship grounded in the Suez Canal could be dislodged by the start of next week. A Dutch firm working to free the vessel, Boskalis, says the combination of heavier tugboats, a right tide, and dredging could free the 400-meter-long Ever Given. Peter Badowski, the chief executive of Boskalis, told a Dutch TV program late Friday that, quote, we aim to get it done after the weekend, but everything will have to work out exactly right for that. He added that a land crane would be brought in at the weekend to offload containers on the ship if efforts to dislodge it are in vain. But experts have warned that such a process could be complex and lengthy. The Ever Given has been wedged diagonally across the canal since Tuesday, blocking one of the world's busiest waterways. About 15% of world shipping traffic passes through the canal. Dozens of vessels are waiting at the entrances. Shipping rates for oil product tankers nearly doubled after the ship became stranded. The blockage has scrambled global supply chains. If this drags on, shippers may decide to reroute around the Cape of Good Hope. But this would add about 2 weeks to the journeys and extra fuel cost. Three shipping agents said on Saturday that none of the ships waiting at the canal's entrances had requested to be rerouted yet.
Several thousand women protested in Istanbul Saturday to call on Turkey to reverse its decision a week ago to withdraw from an international treaty to prevent violence against women and domestic abuse. Tayyip Erdogan stunned European allies with an overnight announcement that Turkey was withdrawing from the convention, which it had been the first nation to sign. The women say their safety has been jeopardized by Erdogan's move against a European treaty, which was once championed by Turkey. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.